It's been about a year and a half since the deadly high-rise fire that killed several residents at the Marco Polo building. We now know that this past week, the high-rise turned a corner on renovations following the devastating blaze that displaced scores of property owners and renters. Longtime resident Tom Schmidt is still waiting for construction to be complete on his unit. He lived on the 26th floor across from where the fire broke out and where his neighbors died. Associate Hawaii marked the construction milestone with a gathering last week to thank the construction workers, firefighters, and residents. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell also stopped by for the blessing and rededication. Here's more from Tom Schmidt.
Most of them were displaced are back in, but the people who got really burned out, they're still putting their interiors in. Like in our unit, they haven't put in our windows yet. We still have drywall that they have to replace, and electrical doesn't work, and I guess they'll get around to all of it sooner or later, but I'd say there's 30 units where people are not in yet. Right now we're living over in Kailua until they finish our unit. I would say they got 6 months of work to do yet.
Gotcha.
Plus
okay.
The sprinkler system.
I did see an article about some issue with the asbestos cleaning. Did they discuss that at all?
No, nobody, they kept it positive at this meeting. They didn't talk about anything negative. They didn't say the word mold. They didn't say the word asbestos.
Now, Schmidt tells us that work to install a sprinkler system will begin in about 2 months, but getting other older high-rises to follow suit is more of a challenge. The Honolulu City Council is still grappling with how best to tweak a mandatory sprinkler bill for aging buildings who are unprotected. Now, just yesterday, the Honolulu City Council Committee on Public Infrastructure, Technology, and Sustainability heard testimony for Bill 96. It's an ordinance which covers fire safety measures and assessments for the protection of residents and property in existing high-rise residential buildings. The bill pauses the time period and deadlines in a revised building fire and life safety evaluation form. The Honolulu Fire Department submitted a revised list of 400-plus buildings that are covered by the process. Committee Chair Carol Fukunaga discussed the current draft with Assistant Fire Chief Socrates Bertakos.
Because there was that confusion that arose during the implementation between the 75-foot standard in the building code versus the 10 stories, which, the fire department had agreed that that was really the threshold, beyond which they were going to be focusing most actively on fire sprinkler installations, etc. We now have in this draft a requirement that any building basically over 75 feet is going to have to comply with or go through this life safety evaluation process. So, for those buildings that were 8 stories and above, below 10 stories that are now subject to the requirement, it's sort of a big surprise to those buildings. But for everyone that responded to the fire department's initial letters asking them if they intended to comply, we think it's fair to include the list of buildings that the fire department has identified, so at least people know they're either in or they're out, because in many instances it is very disruptive, which is kind of why we wanted to give people some assurance that here's the list that the fire department has vetted, the council has reviewed, people have commented to us to say that we want to make sure that the list is accurate. So I think that's really our objective, to have an accurate listing that everyone can rely on.
Okay, and we understand the chair's intent. We note that the time period for the evaluation stays the same, 3 years from May 3rd, 2018. So we're good with that. I think we might have said before, we're not in favor of the tolling because of permitting processes that might take longer. And that's because we already have mechanisms to take care of that. We see that when people make substantial efforts and they are submitting, that we don't penalize them. We give them more time. That's in general how we run fire code issues right now with our everyday inspections and plans that are submitted to us.
HFD opposes that bill in its current form for technical reasons. And Jane Sugimura, the president of the Hawaii Council of Apartment Owners, also testified on the bill yesterday.
Regarding the change to the 3 and 6 year deadlines, I told the chief we're not asking for any extensions on the 3 year deadline because that doesn't include building permits. And we were asking for an extension on the 6-year for the time that if a building has to get a building permit. And he's assured me that, you know, this is the practice of the city and the fire department, that they would grant those extensions without anything being in the ordinance. And I told him, you know, he and Chief Wayne aren't going to be around forever. And if they were going to be here forever, then I wouldn't have any concern. But, you know, we are dealing with a government agency, and we would like some assurance that if for some reason, you know, a building permit is applied for and it results in delay in compliance, you know, if you put language in there that says that if there is a delay and it's caused, you know, that the city will be flexible in reviewing requests for extensions or something like that.
Chair Carol Fukunaga deferred action on Bill 96 until Wednesday, March 27th at 2 p.m.